Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because it works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking.
Don't be stopping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks, making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up, the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day.
Southern Cali. Get in my way, you'll get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang the dang the dang dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang the dang the dang dang.
We be thumping.
Bang the dang the dang dang.
Just act like you know.
Next is Ben from Portland, Maine. What's up, Conan? One K 100. Why do white kids for Hamas wear COVID masks in 2024? Bro, you know, I tweeted this today. Okay, you see these Hamas protesters at the universities now?
Of Colombia, yeah.
Okay, let's think about this. Could you imagine if you spent like $80,000 to send your kid to college, and you turn on the television and your kid is forming a human shield so a Jewish kid can't get to class?
Right.
I want to hear some from. Yeah. I want to hear the media start with the money they're spending sending to these schools, and then this is what they're doing. You know? Unbelievable, huh?
No, worse is stopping traffic, bro.
Yeah. If I'm spending $80,000, this is what you're learning? Oh, my gosh. Next was Jesse from Nebraska. Hey, K100 crew. When I first got into wrestling in 98, my brother and dad watched with me, and we all thought you were hilarious. One of my favorite storylines of the time was when Magnum Tokyo was trying to get with you and Alex to dance. It seemed just like the payoff when you finally let him dance with you is completely dropped. Why did they have a trio of you, Alex, and Magnum Tokyo? Just curious. Because Magnum Tokyo, they were on a work visa from Japan. They had to go back. So those guys didn't live here. So,
yeah.
But he was entertaining with us. I liked Magnum
Tokyo. Yeah, I thought all three of you guys were very entertaining.
Yeah, he was actually entertained too because he got it. You know.
He was very funny.
He liked to do all the damn. Because he was from Toriumon, that group that did a lot of the Dragons group that did a lot of funky stuff and like a lot of sports entertainment. You know,
yeah.
Bro, they had when I went and wrestled in Toriumon, this was like one of the greatest gimmicks ever. That like, bro, try to pull this up, Joe, on YouTube. There was a character and he was like a book nerd. Okay. And he had the guy would wrestle with a book in his hand, reading the book while he wrestled. And he did all these spots. It was fascinating to watch like all the spots this guy did while he's still reading the book. I don't know. It was just hysterical. He was very funny. Magnum Tokyo. He liked to go out too. So, and he did a lot. When I went to Japan, he had girls all over him.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Next one's Joseph from Plainview, Texas. Hey, guys, just want to know what were Eddie Guerrero's favorite sports teams and favorite fighters? And he was in the sports trash talk and ball busting with you guys. I didn't really know Eddie liked sports that much. Did you know? What did he like sports?
He wasn't really a big sports fan. He definitely liked the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right. Yes, he liked the Cowboys, yeah.
Yeah, so we were always getting into battles over that.
Right.
And he was a big fan of Julio Cesar Chavez.
Well, yeah, but basically, yeah, because he had to be a Cowboys fan because he lived in El Paso all those years. If you live in Texas, you're going to be a Cowboys fan.
Yep.
And you like Chavez?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the gimmick here, Disco?
Let me see.
It's on the screen.
Yes.
That's tremendous.
He's still reading on the ropes.
Hey, he's still got the book. That's really a very clever gimmick, you know?
Yeah.
All right. All right, next one is from, hey gang, Wild Bill from York, PA. See now, Feeney is now part of the press for WWE and could probably get into any post-event conference. We'd be seeing a representation of K100, these pressers, and can the K100 Discord vote on the questions Joe must ask? Thanks, keep it 1,000. Oh my God, bro, I'm going to get a press pass next year for WrestleMania.
There you go.
Wow. I got to start thinking about what question I'm going to ask. Should I ask? Where's Cody Rhodes? I want to finish my story with him and challenge him at the press. What do you think about the disparaging things in Cody? That'd be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Joe, are you going to be at WrestleMania in Vegas next year, probably?
Yeah, I mean, no, any excuse to go to Vegas, so.
Interesting. Who had the best survival instincts and who was the best outdoorsman? So you had to pick two fellow wrestlers to be stranded on a deserted island with for 2 months till military search and rescue rise. Which two would you rely on to survive with? Pick any wrestler you've ever worked with or been around, or any wrestler ever really. Regards, it's Ender from Toronto. Is this the same guy from Toronto again? That's too quick.
Yeah, that's Ender the Giant. Wow.
Been in for a month.
Come on, man.
First no body came in. This is first questions, so you probably didn't know.
Maybe didn't.
Well, I just when I read this, the first thing that came to mind was when Rick. Who was with? So Hoobie and Rey Mysterio went hunting with Rick Steiner and who?
Big Boss Man.
Think about that combo right there. How hysterical that is. That's actually like, you know, like when they do these weird tag matches where like people that like should be. Yeah. So I would want to go with Rick Steiner. if I was training, because he's like a survivalist in 100.
Oh, Lesnar. Well, you never worked with Lesnar. It has to be someone you worked with, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Rick Steiner. That is pretty funny. Weren't they teasing him like they were going to leave him out there or something like that?
Yeah.
He said,
I think Ray said Hoovy fell asleep in the tree, like up in the tree where he's supposed to be the lookout or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Nexus of Beto Garcia. Subject is cheeks. How's it, gents? That your homeboy from the 415 with the abundance of cheeks in professional wrestling, especially in NXT. Check out Jada Parker. Individually, which ladies are your top five cheeky ladies? Stay righteous, physically, and mentally healthy. Well, definitely the when cheeky mean like the girls with the best butts.
Yeah, the cheekiest.
Well, who's the girl that's hurt? The girl, the sick girl from the blonde that was pretty that was in NXT. What's her name?
Lyons.
Nikita Lyons.
Nikita Lyons. She's got to be in there. Of course, you got Tiffany Stratton. Bro, there's tons of them in WWE. I mean, I don't even say this is a top five. I say there's like probably a top 10. Man, I don't want to go over them all. And you could probably throw Sky Blue in there, but now she's not as scantily clad as she used to be, and her character's real goofy now. So
bullshit.
You got any girls, Conan, that you think would?
Go ahead, Joe. This is Joe's.
I got to go to the past though, because there's so many different girls today. Like, I don't really remember the name. Scott, Sky Blue, Guevara's girl. I don't know. That's all I got really.
I honestly think that if these girls they told, hey, look. If you start doing bra and panties
matches. Oh, Anna Jay. What about
Anna Jay? Said, if you started doing bra and panties matches, we'll make you the champion and you'll be like on the top of the card. How many girls would be willing to do it? How many do you think would be willing to do that? Probably 25% of them, maybe?
Yeah, that's a good number.
Because all you have to say is like, look, if you're willing to do this on Instagram, we want you to do it out there in the ring. Why not, right? Make way more. I read somewhere when we were talking about this, an old show, it was brought up, right? That somebody had said, maybe we discussed this, but I was exchanging, I went through my old Twitter message, direct messages from Twitter, and I was in an exchange with somebody. We were discussing how much Mandy Rose was making on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, the guy like looked it up at one of the subs. She was making like $550,000 a month.
How much?
$550,000 a month. On OnlyFans,
over a million for her first month too.
Wow, that's like seven. Yeah. She's making $7 million on OnlyFans, and she quit WWE. Like, I mean, if you're making that, what else would you quit WWE for? You know,
I mean, it says here one fan spent over $55,000 for exclusive content.
Are you serious?
And two things about her: she wasn't even a big name. Okay,
yeah, she's right.
And she's just there basically because she was in WWE. But it's like a premium, you know. This is a girl from TV. This girl used to be a model. This one's a cheerleader.
Right. Go look up, Joe. See if Eva Marie is doing OnlyFans to see how many subscriptions she has. Because that's another girl I thought would probably make bank on that, you know.
It looks like she has one. It says it's her. $25 a month, but I can't. No other numbers are showing.
No other numbers?
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, just her net worth's $2.5 million, but that's, I don't know, that has nothing to do with it.
Probably more. That whole net worth thing is a work.
That's
all called BS.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Once upon a time, three bears found a golden-haired guest who wouldn't leave their home.
This Dunkin' Cold is just right. And this Dunkin' Cold is just right.
Should we introduce ourselves?
No, Barry. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Coney, guess what?
What up?
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know, one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? That's a lot, if you think about it. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. Now think about that. That's young men. Mm-hmm. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, the friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS, capital TCS, to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And, as always, you can use promo code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. With that being in mind, yo, you can perform simple routine checks, you know, self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there. And the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. These are perfect. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And you don't like making a mess? Well, this thing is waterproof. You can turn the water on while you're doing the shower, shave in the shower, in the bath, or even in, if you want to, Conan, if you want to go to the beach in San Diego and use your Manscaped, you can do that in the ocean.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And you can bring this trimmer wherever you go. Thanks to the wireless changing capabilities and travel lock features, you can take, Conan, you can take your Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 to AAA tapings. Isn't that great?
Yes, that's very great.
Keep it nice and shiny.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they'll be donating $50,000. Holy smokes. Boy, that's a lot. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off for free shipping with the code K100. That's K100. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your chicken, your balls, and your mentals. That's Manscaped, manscaped.com/K100.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product. You know, we highly recommend it for everybody. We have a lot of the boys in the business that use it. We use it ourselves. And the great thing about this product is they're talking about for your pubic hair and all that. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your legs, on your chest, on your back, on your head, on your face. So this new one that they just came out with, the Lawnmower 5.0, is incredible. Gets a really good shave. I use it every day. And the great thing, it comes with a nice leather bag, not some cheap plastic bag. It comes with some nice briefs, the most comfortable briefs I've ever tried on. It's just an incredible thing, you know. So
don't forget the Crop Reviver. You know, the warmer months are coming up, so you got to get that Crop Reviver going on, the Crop Preserver. Get all your sprays and moisturizers going on.
Yeah, Joe used to suffer from swamp ass, but he doesn't anymore because of this Crop Preserver.
Right.
So,
and as you can see, Friday or Thursday, you know, we were there together. I smelled terrific. Remember you said you smelled pretty
good? I want to make a...
So get yourself smelling good. They've got fragrances. They've got deodorants. Keep your beard trimmed. Keep your shit trimmed downstairs. Keep your hair trimmed. Smell nice. We got deodorant. Got the Crop Preserver. We take care of you 360. Boom. Check it out at Manscaped.
Let's go to the regular mailbag, see what type of cesspool type of stream we got in this one. Thanks from Dale Fortunia, the subject is never good enough. What's up, gang? Obviously, WrestleMania was a huge success, but people, especially in the community, will always find a reason to bitch. People complaining about The Rock being confronted by The Undertaker as opposed to Stone Cold are ridiculous. Don't people realize that seeing Undertaker significantly taller than The Rock and being physically imposing speaks greater volumes in Austin approaching the juggernaut known as the Final Boss? Yes, it's an incredible pop that would have occurred, but I strongly believe The Undertaker was an even better choice due to the surprising quick impact. Just want to know your thoughts. Bonus. Was Chris Adams someone you could actually hang out with outside of events? So we never hung out with Chris Adams. And the other part of the question was,
people were complaining.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, bro, The Undertaker bong going off and the thing going dark got a huge pop. I mean, the glass breaking and Austin's music hitting would have gotten a huge pop, and he probably could have stunned rock and gotten a huge pop. But it's like,
yeah,
how much bigger of a pop?
How could
been
you? How could you go wrong with either one?
Right,
what are you complaining?
Yeah, I know it's just all thing. We were complaining, but like,
yeah,
he could have done it, but it would have been significantly better. No, it was the same thing. They both, you know,
right.
It would have been significantly better for the people that pay very close attention and have been watching for years, because they would have remembered that Rock and Austin were rivals. Rock and Undertaker were never really rivals. That's the only thing. You know,
my music hit and I came out, and on the way to the ring, I said, I'm going to give this guy a good old-fashioned Marietta Georgia tushy kicking. And I got in the ring and gave him the Village People's Elbow. You think that would have gotten a pop too?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Conan would have.
If you would have come out, if you would have come out with Pretty Deadly.
That's just some Robert Bailey Jr. some of his Swerve story. Good after morning, K100. After watching AW Dynasty and after Swerve celebrated his victory, I thought back to when Swerve began his feud with Hangman Page. Swerve said if he had the opportunity Page had, he would be the first African-American AEW champion. Well, he did just that. And my question is, given that he's healthy, do you think they should go all the way and finally give a Swerve versus a monster heel Keith Lee? No. Keith Lee's not over. Bailey. But you know what's kind of funny? Go ahead.
No, I just go, maybe on Rampage or Collision or something. Or, hey, they used to team up. Remember that? Boom, title defense. But that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot they have a storyline. You know what is pretty funny, right? We're pretty good judges of talent here, right? Because remember, like, when they really weren't doing much with Swerve, and I was pointing out, like, God, this guy's got a really good skill set. I kind of like his style. He's got good charisma in the ring, in between the moves and stuff like that. And they really weren't doing anything with him. And it's funny because, like, I had messaged him and stuff because he was coming to Vegas at some point. I was like, bro, they got to start doing something with you eventually. He's like, bro, they're going to have to. And they started because they did. He was prophetic, you know, like the guy ended up. There's a perfect example of somebody getting over despite the booking, which happens because when you, his Swerve is a perfect example. Remember when we talked about how guys always complain about, you know, they're not doing anything. Okay, but you still have your time in the ring, your television time, right? And too many of these guys just think that they can just go out, work a good match, you know, get the This Is Awesome chance and stuff like that. But that's like all you did. Like, you didn't do anything in between the moves. You don't connect with the audience. You don't find the hard camera. None of these guys are doing this. Swerve was doing all those things, even when they weren't pushing it. You know, he's just because he was a WWE guy. He was from the system. He knew what to do to get over. And he had a very unique, like, style out there. Kind of like, you know how, like, John Morrison has a cool offensive style where he just kind of like, and the Swerve's like that too. It's just unique. And it wasn't nobody booking him or anything. It's like, I'm going out. This is the way I work. This is the way I connect with them. And it happened. And it just shows you got to start doing the stuff in between, doing the things that connect you with the fans other than just going out and having your match and thinking you're a good worker, you know? What do you think about that?
Plus, if you remember, somebody was complaining that maybe it was that Will Washington guy that, you know, like African-Americans weren't getting enough time on AEW.
Right.
I think he was putting how many minutes they were having total.
Right.
And so when I ran into him backstage, he told me that they had brought him in to do stories for African-Americans. Now, I don't know if he did this story for Swerve and Joe. Or, you know, Swerve just got over by himself. But I remember a conversation you and me had off of that Will Washington thing where he was putting all the time that African-Americans were allotted on TV. We were like, well, who are you going to push?
Right.
Because the only black guy that was really kind of over was Swerve.
Right. He sticks out. He's not sticking out because of the color of his skin. He's sticking out because he's an excellent performer. Yeah. You know, he checks all the boxes. And plus, too, what got him over huge is when he went out there and just torched guys on the mic out of nowhere. You're thinking, like, God, this guy's like really, he's a massive guy. Bro, well, you know what got him over? Is the fact that Adam Page let him roast him on the mic and just like took it.
Yeah.
And just like walked off. That made him a more important character, you know? Like it's like, wow, this guy's, you don't want to go head to head with Swerve on the mic. He can roast you, you know?
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting if MJF comes back, they could have an interesting, if it goes to AEW. They could have a really, really good storyline there because they were.
Yeah,
remember, they teased it before he got hurt.
Yeah,
they would bump into
each other backstage. Yep.
Right. So that would be. I think that would be a program that might get their numbers back up if MJF comes back because brother, mic work is excellent from both guys. You know,
when it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect.
That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No. K100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC and not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. It's super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal, and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon, and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like, my favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano infused, which is basically nano emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.
So let me see here. The next one's from Jeffrey Lang, subject's Big Man. Hey guys, love the show. My question to both of you. What big man was the most difficult to work with and who is the easiest to work with? That's Jay Bravo. Easiest to work with is Bam Bam Bigelow, by far. He was light as a feather. Like he's a big guy, but like, you know, when he do your arm to it, he was so old school. You know, like some guys when they literally grab your arm for an arm twist, Conan, you've seen this one. Like when you got to America, a lot of guys worked a lot lighter than they did in Mexico. Like, did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, he was a white guy and just, you know, him by far was easily the best big man I've worked with. But Scott Hall, too, was excellent. But Bam Bam was actually easier to work with because he didn't do things that hurt you, protected you. He was light, you know. Dude, Scott Hall would chop the living piss out of you. Actually, Scott Hall was not easy to work with because you have to take his chops and they're, you know, but whatever. But you'd have a good match, but I would rather work with Bam Bam. Like, you know, you're gonna have a good match with Ric Flair, but you know you get chopped in the chest like 5 or 6 times, and like you're not excited about that. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yeah.
Who was the best and worst big man you've worked with?
Bam Bam was really good. Barry Windham was really good. Mm-hmm. Scott Hall. I mean, you know, you're going to get sack of shit and the chops, but he was great.
Oh, worse would be one man gang with you, right?
Yeah. And there was one more guy I wanted to tell you. You know who really surprised me when I wrestled him? Because he's really big, but super athletic and easy, was Billy Gunn.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Huge. Yeah. And for somebody that's, obviously one man gang for sure.
Yeah.
Remember when we had the problem with Chronic?
Oh, yes, right.
They were very difficult to work with after that.
Right. They were a little stiff, but you would always have good matches. But the matches would look good because they would throw these, like, especially when they were working with Hoovy and Ray, they were throwing them all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, but they were not, they like to get all their shit in.
But, you know, 100%.
All right.
How was Paul Lloyd to work with back in then? You know,
oh, he was fine. The matches were short. You're not out there for a fight. You might get
the big overhand chop too.
You're just taking the choke slam.
Yeah, and he's funny because he had two types of choke slams. The one where he picked you up and he just let you go.
Right.
And then there was the buddy system one when he landed on his knees.
He would guide you.
Well, he did that with me. So, you know.
Right. Next on some William Money, the subject question for the show. What's up, Disco Conan and Feeney? It's big time fan of the show. Long time listener, first time emailer. Here's my question. Out of all the public spats that WWE has had over the years, why do you think the only person they've unofficially blacklisted is Vince Russo? Me personally, it feels like they do it because they don't want the public to have the perception that beloved attitude or come back from anyone except the wrestling genius Vince McMahon. Love him or hate him, Russo deserves way more flowers and respect for his accolades than he gets. Jim Cornette was basically God Almighty to the IWC, so his ridiculous crusade against Russo turned a lot of people to rabid Russo haters.
Yeah.
Being that both of you were there at WCW at the time, how quickly did you notice that the good old boys network at WCW brass turned against the J.J. Dillons, the Kevin Sullivans, the Mike Grahams, the Brad Siegels, and those types? When was the first time you thought to yourself, oh, this guy is never going to last here? What was the locker room's feeling on Russo, and now that WWE had a new mission statement or whatever, do you foresee them ever including Russo into their 90s lore? I mean, how do you make an AEW biography and guys like Austin and Undertaker not breathe one word about Vince? Laugh out loud. I would love to hear your takes on that. I appreciate any insight you can give K1. K100 is the GOAT of all wrestling podcasts and keeps crushing it. Well, and that's Jason from West Virginia. Jason, what you don't know is they do use Vince on some of their content. I actually think he's shooting something with them coming up here soon for like biography stuff. They've always worked. Like, Vince has never been that. That's like a separate thing. Like they're video content guys like that and everything. You're not working with Vince McMahon on that stuff. These are just like video content producers. So, you know, he's doing that, but like, yeah, bro, like, Vince has been slandered, but, you know, I mean, he's definitely not the type of person that he's being portrayed at by the wrestling media and his haters. He was, you know, and when he came in, guys like us were very, you know, we were enthusiastic because we'd been watching Raw and SmackDown and then we're like, wow, this guy's coming here. But all the veteran guys, everything were not happy about it because it was the good old boy network there. They've been there forever, you know. So it was, yeah. Well, what did you think about when Vince came in, Conan?
No, I was happy like you.
Right.
You know, but I think what happened was that whether he's been slandered, and I'm sure he has, and, you know, all that. But I think when you go after Eric Bischoff, who has a big following, or Jim Cornette, who has a big following, or Meltzer, who has a big following, their fans turn against you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he went after all three of them. They went after him.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he gets a lot of shit because of that.
You know what's funny, too, is there was a period of time a few years ago. You know, this is actually funny. Remember before AEW came around and everybody started talking about, bro, Russo, Eric, and Cornette were all talking about each other.
Right.
Like, and then all of a sudden AEW came around. It's like, we don't got to, now they all agree with each other.
Right.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, but they can't talk to each other. Yeah.
Right, but they still can't talk to each other because they're like adversary. It's a real shame that all those guys have adversarial relationships with each other.
Yeah.
You know, because like we talk to them, we don't talk to Cornette, but we can hear what he says. He says echoes almost identically same stuff I say sometimes about the work and stuff. But like, you know, there's really no reason for those guys in this day and age where there's the WWE is killing it. And AEW is facing problems with people like all of us that have had experience. You know, all those guys are giving you constructive criticism and you're not taking it, you know? So it's kind of weird that they're, I don't know. But it's good. It's better that they're not hating on each other every week because I was not a fan of that content, you know?
Drew numbers.
At all. Yeah.
That did, man.
Yeah.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I almost think, see how far into this hypothesis you're in with me, if at all. Mm-hmm. I almost feel that there's a part of them that they've had so invested so much time into burying the other guys that if they did try to make me make amends, I think their hardcore fans would probably be pissed off.
Right.
And maybe that's why they haven't really reached out to the other one to make amends, because it's like good for their brand or no.
Right. Well, kind of like it's like if Trump like starts being apologetic and apologetic, right, he could lose his base.
Right.
You know, like
right.
they have a right picture of what they want out of this guy. And if he
right
changes.
Right.
And like, you know, and like, bro, if he starts putting over Joe Biden.
Right.
Like, what do you think his base would do?
Right. Would turn on him.
Of course they would. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's like if one episode out of nowhere, Russo was like, you know what? Me and Sean Ross Sapp, we squashed the beef. He's an all right guy. I like him. Brand. Be like, what? Like,
right,
that
he's got beef with that guy.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Right. Well, Vince, that's Vince's shtick. Is he? It's his main show. Is that castrating the marks?
Right.
Where they pull up clips of all the dirt sheet guys. So he's constantly adversarial relationship with them because he's constantly making fun of them. Right. And but Sapp is like one of the only guys that sells it repeatedly.
Right.
Like Sapp would like go like Vince would do a YouTube clip burying Sapp. And Sapp literally would take his time out to be in the comment section and like argue with people. I'm like, really, dude? Like,
there's definitely a part of that guy that I only know him a little bit, but that enjoys it. I think he enjoys going, coming back. You know what I mean?
Right. Of course. Oh, yeah. Burner accounts and stuff. You know?
Yeah.
I want to make a statement here. I do not have any burner account. Joe, have you ever had a burner account, Joe?
No. No, I had a parody account for like a week when we were doing had all the parody accounts on the show, but I didn't stick with it.
Oh, those things like the surveillance and all those.
Yeah.
Which one?
Oh, yeah. You?
I was Dr. B.I. Polar, which nobody remembers. So
Dr. B.I. Polar. Oh my God! Remember that? Remember what I literally
evil manic depressive.
Remember how I shut that down? I blocked them all. The only people I've ever blocked on Twitter is the people with
parody accounts.
Parody accounts, because they're not people. If you're not
the
person,
purge.
The purge. Right, the purge.
I
start doing another purge.
Why not? You want to bomb them?
Next is Anthony Hunt. Subject is Tyson versus Jake Paul. K100 crew, greetings to best wrestling podcast in the game. Disco, Conan, and Joe put in mad work. Conan, your figure looks amazing. My question is, Jake Paul making a mistake fighting Tyson? Tyson's training videos looks like he'll kill Jake. Can't believe the kid wants this fight. What are your thoughts? Sincerely, that's Anthony Hunt. Well, I don't think Tyson has a chance in hell. What are Tyson's training videos? He's in the punching bag. He can still hit, but like he's 60 years old. He take a punch from a tough 26-year-old kid that just fought a couple that's been fighting UFC fighters and professional boxers? I'm not interested in watching that. I'm a fan of Mike Tyson's career. I don't want to, unless he wins. And if I see the clip of him winning, it'll be posted on Twitter, it'll be all over the place. But I don't want to be subjected live to watching Tyson get beat up as a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, I could see that.
Do you agree with that, Conan?
Yeah, I could see that happening. I still hope Tyson goes in there and Ryan Garcia's him.
Right. Oh, how about Ryan Garcia?
What a great fight.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it's a whole, I have been on this like you have no idea, because these guys really hate each other. And they fought each other in the amateur 6 times.
Right.
Okay. And like his dad almost went at it with the other guy's dad. And when they were doing the face off, he was just screaming as loud as he could. Where's your mother, bitch? Bring me your mother, bitch. And like, bro, they were fucking going off. And he went in there and he surprised him. You know, Haney was saying, you're a one-trick pony. All you have is that left hook, like Oscar De La Hoya.
And that's all he hit him with. He kept hitting him with the left
hook. And he hit him with the right hand, too. He discovered another punch.
But it was pretty funny that the first round, he's talking about all you got is that left hook, and he rocked him with the left hook.
Yeah, he rocked him with the left hook.
Like, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah. He knocked, bro, he'd never been knocked down. He knocked him down three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next is from Luke Ryan. Subject is Wendy Chu. My daughter will Wendy Chu.
Who?
I don't. The name sounds familiar. Okay, here we go. My daughter Lily was playing WWE 2K24. She keeps playing as Wendy Chu. For those who don't know, Wendy Chu's gimmick is that she's always falling asleep. I think she got bombed, Conan. How snarkle is that? My email is asking exactly how do you book a character like that going forward? I get the comedy on the show is a good thing, but how can a sleeping gimmick really be used to sell tickets? Plus that Xia Li is gone from WWE, and she can't do that badass evil ghost queen gimmick they did together in NXT. You can't book a character that's always falling asleep. It's ridiculous. There was a story. Who was this guy? Oh my god! There was a black guy back. He wrestled Mr. Curtis or something. Does that name sound familiar?
Mr. Hughes. Curtis Hughes.
He had narcolepsy. Right. Somebody was telling me a story that he was a tag match, and the guy was on the ring apron, on the ring ropes. He fell asleep on the ring ropes.
Like, that's very dangerous.
It happened with Jericho when he was Jericho's bodyguard for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, for this Wendy Chu, what I would do for a gimmick is that she's always sleeping. I would have Hunter come by and put a piece of paper here. And when he leaves, they put a close up and it says, when you wake up, you're fired. You ought to sleep, go home. Right.
Next one's from Eddie Hogan, somebody's Hook's future. So Hook did the job to Jericho at AEW Dynasty. Really bad choice because everyone apart from you three guys think that Jericho sucks now. But at the same time, it's all over the dirt sheet. So Hook is leaving AEW and his contract runs out soon. Or is he going to take some time to weigh up his options? My question for you guys is, if Hook did decide to WWE, what do you see as his future? I mean, his look is pretty cool and the kids would relate to him, but at the same time, he's very small. On top of that, since he left WWE, Hook's father Taz is taking a ton of shots at Triple H. If Hook would get signed by WWE, would you expect anything big for him? Or do you think he could just get comfortable eating pizza in the rain in AEW? He needs to go to NXT because he hasn't had a lot of experience. You know, he hasn't wrestled a lot of matches.
No.
I mean, he's been around for, what, like 3 years?
Yeah, yeah.
And how many action matches has he had?
Let's see here. Hook, cage match. Good old cage match. 59.
Nothing. Yeah.
That's 59 and, less than 3 years.
Wow. 20 matches a year.
Yeah.
It's like a match every other week. It's not good.
Yeah, they don't have house shows. Yeah.
Right.
What's the question here? Because you didn't really answer anything. What's the question?
What would they do with him? Would they make him a big star? So, no, they probably just send him to a, what you call it? Developmental.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. What he needs, yeah. Next one's from Kurt Downs, of his beloved. Last night on Twitter and in the media scrums, Brian Cage and Tony Storm were taking shots at Cody Rhodes. And recently in interviews, people such as Ricky Starks, Dustin Reynolds, Miro, and John Morrison have all been doing the interview rounds. And what part gets highlighted and reported in all the dirt sheets? The wrestlers talking about how great of a boss Tony Khan is. K100, by just being an AEW hater and thinking that talent are being told to do this, we've seen so many times before that Tony Khan is basically a teenager in his 40s, very childish body language, etc. Could he really be this upset about the drop in AEW business and lose the very, very important Book of the Year awards he's now sending these wrestlers out to talk about? I don't know if he is being they're being instructed, but I would think that maybe the word is out amongst the boys that you need to talk good about Tony in your promos. I would think, you know, and like everybody just kind of gets it that that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Right. Because it's like, you know, you don't want to say anything negative about him. So instead of saying negative about him, what do? Just say positive things about him. You know?
Yeah. So. It's too many people at the same time saying the same thing for it to be a coincidence. So
Right. Either
the office said, hey, you know, kind of put Tony over in the company, or they did it themselves because he's getting thrashed. And you know what? I hate to say this, and I'm not hating. I'm stating, rightfully so.
Right. Next is from Mr. I Am Tremendous. Subject is real fight for real. Greetings and salutations to all the crew. However, the question for the legendary superior one, Disco Inferno. The email includes a clip of Hulk Hogan talking in the ring with the NWO Wolfpack. During the talk, Virgil and Stevie Ray began to fight. Not sure if it's real or not, but it seems unlikely that people would be so unprofessional as to fight each other for real during a Hogan promo on a TV show. I asked Disco about it because you're actually in the clip. Please explain. I'll play this clip. I have no idea what this guy's talking about.
I'm not going to beat you up anymore, because to be the man, you got to beat the man. And without a doubt, I am the man to come out here face to face and announce your retirement.
Hold on.
You guys don't argue about this Flair thing anymore, man. He's taking care of the only one that's got Flair in that family is David Flair. So tonight, brothers, when Ric Flair comes out here, only because I made him, he will announce, go to bed.
That's enough.
Sleep tight.
Definitely a work. You could tell the way they were wrestling each other, but yeah, I don't remember this.
They feuded over, like, you know, they were one of the two of the five guys left in the black and white or whatever, and Hogan or somebody gave them, you know, you guys are going to fight to be the leader. Or he would tell Virgil he's the leader, then Disco would tell Stevie, you already know.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
We were doing backstage vignettes and basically getting those guys, working those guys to get mad at each other, right?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty funny. Next one's from...
There was a bit, real quick, D.I., there was a bit around that time with all the backstage vignettes, like the new NWO, the black and white and red all together were in the backstage partying with girls or whatever. And somebody wanted Vincent, like Scott Steiner or Nash was like, DDP was in there and cutting a promo. And Nash was like, why don't you go out there and just fucking slap the shit out of him, you know, and we'll have your back. And Vince like kind of didn't believe it. So he went to walk out and go do it. And Disco started coming to the locker room and Vincent takes you to the side. And he's like, yo, the guys want you to go out and smack
right, 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 right.
Right now.
Right.
And so then you hit him and you look and no one comes to help you and you just get fucking time and cut, right. You know, it's good stuff.
Right.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Vincent. I don't know where Paige is. Go out to wherever Paige is. Tell him that Steiner has no problem with anything he wants. If he wants a match, whatever, and do me another thing. When you get done delivering the message, smack Paige in the mouth.
Slap him. Boy.
Slap him.
Go get him, Vince.
I mean, go get him, Vince.
Light him up. Vince, come on, baby.
Yeah.
Come on, Vince.
Yeah.
Come on, Vince.
Yeah.
Come on, Vince.
Yes, sir.
Come on, baby.
Woo.
Welcome back, baby.
Yeah. Where's my wife at?
Just do it.
Oh, wow. He had me shaking him up.
I need you to go out and tell Dallas Page that Scott Steiner will accept the match. And when he accepts the match, they want you to slap him. Have you slap him right across the face?
What?
And when you slap him, that'll be our cue to come down to help you.
Oh, you guys are coming right when I slap him.
Right. Slap him right in the face. Slap the taste out of his mouth.
Oh, man, I'll do that in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Okay.
Go get it, man.
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. Yeah. Slap him! The taste right out of his mouth.
Hey! Steiner! Steiner! I know you're in the building! Get out here now! You want to get under my skin? You're under my skin! Come on, Steiner! Come on! Do it in front of everybody, Steiner!
Song, song, blue, everybody has one. Paige, if you quit crying, I got a message from the back for you. Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump, would like a match with you. And we'll make it for Super Brawl. Oh, and another thing.
Thank you.
Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.